Lift your hands to heaven, get a drink. Praise you, Lord. Fill us and kill us. As we welcome, fill us and overflow here tonight. Woo. Blessed be the name of the Lord and all that is within us. Bless your holy name. And forget not his benefits, who forgives us, heals us, rescues us from destruction, restores us, establishes us, perfects us, and allows us to suffer. Isn't that wonderful? That's how we learn. You don't learn without suffering. You know, and you know, so many people take it serious. Listen. You know, it's amazing. Man, don't take it personal. Everybody goes through it. So you ain't alone. Praise God. Listen, without suffering, we don't learn. Amen? And one of the things God's trying to do is expose your enemy. So he brings you through sufferings so that you can see, understand, get wisdom and knowledge, and don't do the same dumb thing again. Praise be to God. Would you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11? O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us. He says, you are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. And that word affections, it means your own desires or emotional ties. You are restricted by your own desires or emotional ties. You are not restricted by us. It's amazing how many people look at man and say, man, it's your fault. You did it. That's why I'm the way I am, because of you. No. You are the way you are because, number one, you probably inherited it. And number two, you weren't practicing the truth. Like departing from evil is a good thing. Hello. But in this he says, you are restricted because of desires and emotional ties. And these desires and emotional ties are with the world system. Desires and emotional ties with the world system, he says, these things will restrict you. Does everybody understand that? Anybody understand it? Praise God. Verse 13. Now in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. Why? Because then you'll have an emotional tie with an unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial, or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore means if you will do this. If you come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Again, these areas of affections that cause restrictions are affections with emotional ties of the world system. They are desires of the world system. And he's saying, come out from among them. Come out from the world system. Is everybody okay? Why? John 16 and verse 7. And Jesus said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, and of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. And who is the ruler of this world? Satan. So he's saying, what the Lord is saying then, he's saying, come out of the world system of Satan. Come out from among them. Do not be attached, emotionally attached, to the world system of Satan, because he will access you, he'll steal from you, and he will kill you and destroy you if you allow him. Is everybody okay? Praise God. And go to John, or go to Revelation 12. Go to Revelation 12. Thank God for the helper who is the Holy Spirit, who guides us to all truth. Amen. Revelation chapter 12. In verse 1, it says, now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. There's multiple meanings here. I'm not going to get into all of it. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Of course, we know that this was also a representation of Jesus coming. It was prophetic. This is actually threefold. It's three-dimensional. It's a representation of past, present, and future. In verse 3, and another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. And his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And those stars are a representation of angels, because Lucifer was in charge of a third of the angels. And a dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. So we know Jesus rose, didn't he? And he was caught up. Now go to verse 13. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, where was he cast? To the earth. And he is known as Satan, the ruler of the earth. Amen? So he was cast to the earth. He persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offsprings. Are you the offspring? Yes. So you're in a war, aren't you? Who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Does everybody see this? So Satan is the ruler of the earth. He is after the woman, now known as Israel, and the offspring known as the believers of Jesus Christ. Has everybody got it? Is everybody okay? So he's after Israel, and he is after believers. He's also after Jews. So his purpose is to kill every Jew and every Christian. That's his goal. John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 42. And Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of the Father, the devil. Now he's speaking to the Pharisees and Sadducees. You understand this? The ones that were dressed as robes. They loved the money. They'd like to be recognized. They wanted to be promoted all the time. He said, you are of the Father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and a father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Now, he was speaking to the Sanhedrin, and he rebuked them because of what they were doing. They had fallen away from their first love. They have gotten so religious that God was standing right in front of them, and they couldn't even recognize him. Does everybody understand this? And the father of lies is Satan, and he is the ruler of this earth. Well, God's the ruler. No, God created the earth. He actually gave man to rule the earth. Actually, Lucifer was the first ruler here. And because of his pride, God removed him. And then he got sentenced here. And then God sent Adam, who was the ruler, but then Lucifer deceived him. The serpent deceived him, and he lost that position. So now, Satan, the serpent, the devil, now rules this earth. So you and I are on the enemy's territory. But God has sent us for a purpose. He sent us to fulfill a call and a destiny. Satan, again, is the devil and the father of lies. He originated in the arena when he came against God with rebellion. Pride produced rebellion, and rebellion produced pride. Is everybody okay? So in this arena of rebellion, is God even destroyed the earth with the flood. And then Noah continued on. And because of the flood, there was a group of individuals, all of mankind, and turn to Genesis 11 in verse 1. Now, the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a place in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. That's a representation of Iraq, or known as also Babylon. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Now, they wanted to build the city that would extend far above so that in hope, that if God decided to destroy them with the flood, the waters could not proceed that high. And they said, let us make a name for ourselves. Let us make a name for ourselves. That's called pride. And lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over all the face of the earth. Now, Babel, the word Babel is also associated with the city called Babylon, and it means the place of confusion. Has everybody got it? It is the place of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion, amen, and rebellion. And of course, in this, they wanted to make a name for themselves. And it's the same thing that Lucifer, that's how he got removed from the position that God placed him in, because Lucifer wanted to exalt himself and make a name for himself. So you got to understand that the same fruit was established at the Tower of Babel. So everybody got it. That means Lucifer was establishing his kingdom from Babylon. I'm going to say that again. Lucifer was establishing his kingdom from Babylon. If you really think about it, all cultures came from rebellion. Amen? All cultures came from rebellion, because that's where the cultures were established, from the Tower of Babel. Go to Isaiah 14. Tonight's teaching is conquering Babylon. Isaiah 14. Babylon is the world system under Satan's rule. It's an area where we must conquer rebellion and confusion. We must come out of the world system. Isaiah 14 and verse 12. Let's speak it together. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Was he trying to make a name for himself? I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And I like the Lord's response. Yet you shall be brought down to hell or Sheol, to the lowest depths of the earth. Wow. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, this is the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain. Now, this is very powerful and thrust through with a sword, who go down to the stones of the pit like a corpse trodden underfoot. He's speaking about Lucifer. Now, I want to bring you to the place where he expresses Lucifer. Go to verse 4. Look at this. Verse 3. Start with verse 3. It says, it shall come to pass in a day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, that you will take up a lamentation against who? The king of Babylon. The king of Babylon was known as Lucifer. He's expressing himself, this is the king of Babylon. Do you understand that? So in this, the king of Babylon is known as Lucifer. Again, Babylon was founded in rebellion. And it manifested the kingdom of Lucifer, Satan's kingdom, with a false system of idolatry, religion, government. Lucifer, again, was referred to as the king of Babylon, and the world system is under his control. All things in the world system are under his control. Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28. Is everybody there? In verse 12 or verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God. Now, Tyre here is expressed as the world's wealth and economic system. In other words, here he is again. He was known as the king of Babylon, the world system, in the area where he promotes confusion and rebellion. Amen? Now he's known as the king of Tyre, which is associated with the world wealth and economic systems. Why? Because that's how he enslaves people. Watch this. He said, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, topaz, and diamond. Braille, onyx, and jasper. Sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. So we know that Lucifer was the praise and worship leader of the universe. That's why music is very effective to people. So he tries to infiltrate the soul and the mind through his music. It promotes pride, rebellion, and confusion. His music promotes pride, rebellion, and confusion. So what he tries to do is draw a believer back into listening to secular music because he knows he can promote pride, rebellion, and confusion. Then he has access to them. In verse 14, he said, you are the anointed cherub who covers, and of course he covered the universe with praise and worship. I establish you, you are on a holy mountain of God. The holy mountain of God was known as the earth then. You walk back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones because he was there when God created all things because Lucifer was the firstborn of the angels. You are perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. By the abundance of your what? Trading. You became filled with violence within and you had sinned. Therefore, I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you. Now God's speaking prophetically. O covering cherub from the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they may gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities and by the iniquity of your trading. In other words, he was a thief. He was a manipulator. Everything was controlled by him with the economic system. Hello. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst and devoured you. I turned you into ashes upon the earth and in the sight of all who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You have become a whore and shall be no more forever. So we see that in this again, because of his trading, his marketplace of manipulation and corruption, because he was not only the author of confusion and rebellion, but he held and holds the world economy and economic system in his kingdom. Does everybody got it? He holds it, and he utilizes this to put mankind in bondage as a slave. Go to Revelation 17. In verse 1, the one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the a bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and these are associated with kingdoms. And I'm not going to get into all of this. There are also seven kings, and five have fallen. One is, and the other has not yet come, and when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seventh, and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples and multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind and give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth, known as Babylon. In other words, the labor system, the financial system, which is under Satan's control, is known as Babylon. Has everybody got it? The city Babylon is not only a physical place, but it is a spiritual kingdom. And it's known as Satan's kingdom. It is called Babylon. And in this system, he rules and he reigns. And it's time for the body of Christ to rise up. It's time for the body of Christ to conquer Babylon. And God is releasing strategies. He's releasing his anointing. He's releasing his power. He's releasing his strength, and he's releasing wisdom and witty inventions to infiltrate the world system. It's our time to break the power of Babylon from its ethics and principles. Babylon was birthed from an unholy alliance of people at the Tower of Babel. Amen? It is time to spoil the wealth of Babylon. In Revelation 18, in verse 1 and 2, and these things I saw, and another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried out mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. So that's why he's saying, come out from among her. In other words, we must come out from her. There's a few things I want to share about coming out from her and things that we must begin to do right now. It is vitally important because it is increasing. It is increasing. And in this, understand that wealth, the wealth of the people is trying to be taken. You know, we talked about the golden calf already. The wealth of the people is trying to be taken. So that's why jobs are tough and everything is difficult out there and so forth. So jobs and all of this thing, all of these areas of the system that promotes and promotes money for wealth to the people is being taken. People are becoming more and more dependent on government. And that's what they want to do, because that's what Satan does. He gets people more and more dependent on government. You know, people would rather stay sick to collect disability than get healed by Jesus. People would rather stay in unemployment than go find a job. And in this, it's amazing because that's what the enemy loves to do. he'll try to infiltrate in your thought system. So one of the things we must do is begin, the first thing we must do is recognize. We must what? Recognize Satan's tactic, and it is to control mankind by wealth and influence. He controls mankind by wealth and influence. Has everybody got it? And he does that, he controls mankind with confusion. Because people are in a place of uncertainty, and they fall into confusion. He controls them with the deception of greed and fear. Greed and fear. What he does is he puts individuals in survival mode, because the only thing they look at is me, myself, and I. Amen? This is where we must conquer and come out. The second thing we must do is break, this is vital, all assignments of the enemy against our finances of increase. We must break all of our enemy's assignments against our finances of increase. And how do you do that? By decree, 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 decree. Nothing goes unless it's decreed. So we must break all assignments of the enemy against our finances of increase and break the curses of poverty, lack, and debt. Break the curses of poverty, lack, and debt. So in this, we must be willing to decree. Amen? We must be willing to decree. Another area in this same thing of decree is we must call destructive fire down on all of Satan's financial support system globally. It's our responsibility to do this. God is, listen, we are the body. We should be acting just the same way Jesus did. We're the body of Christ. He's the head. Too many people are becoming complacent and lazy. They're so caught up in survival that they forgot to fight. And they wonder why the devil's stealing everything, destroying marriages, taking children. Again, we must call destructive fire down on all of Satan's financial support system, and you call forth this globally. Because the arm of the Lord is not short. So again, we must be willing to decree. Amen? Again, we must, the second also thing I want to share about is, we must be willing to decree, and we also must be willing to be trained. Amen? We must be willing to be trained. Three areas that we must be willing to do. We must be willing to decree. We must be willing to be trained. And we must be willing to see spiritually. Those are three vital areas. These are the three willings. Willing to decree, willing to be trained, and willing to see spiritually. So again, the first thing I talked about was recognize, break all assignments. The second thing was to break all assignments. The third thing is to fulfill your call to battle. You must fulfill your call to battle. You must fulfill your purpose, and that's to destroy Satan's kingdom. And fulfill your destiny, and that is to infiltrate the world system. Now, grab hold of this, because it says that we are to infiltrate the world system. In other words, we labor with the world system, but we don't become a citizen of the world system. Amen? See, too many believers have started to labor with the world system and have lost their citizenship of heaven and become a citizenship of the world system known as Babylon, because they were not willing to decree, they were not willing to be trained, and they were not willing to see spiritually. Amen? So we must be willing to fulfill our call to battle, our purpose to destroy Satan's kingdom, and our destiny to infiltrate the world system. Four is to recognize every decree against you. We must begin to recognize the decrees that have been placed against you. How about fear? How about complacency? How about laziness? How about shame? How about rejection? These are things that we got to begin to recognize, decrees of the voice of the enemy that is coming against me and you. Because why? They're trying to hold us up. They're trying to resist us from attacking them. So they are decreeing against you. Listen, I have been in churches and saw two witches in the back decreeing. Every one of you that is here right now, there are demons and witches assigned to you to pray against you, to decree against you. Do you understand that? Satan's kingdom, you have been assigned to demonic forces, witches that are trying to bring curses on you, promote witchcraft over you. What do you think rebellion is? It's witchcraft. That means they're decreeing against you. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I have seen them in the back of a church decreeing, and they were coming against me. And this is when I get first saved. My wife was there. Man, one time, one of them, which I never even knew, showed up at my house. Proclaimed to be a believer, knew everything about me and how long I served Satan and everything. They knew everything about me. They proclaimed to be a spirit-filled believer. Then they tried to get me to go out and party with them. Yeah. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's amazing how ignorant too many people are in the kingdom. Very ignorant. Because they're so caught up with self, they're so caught up with survival that they're being decreed against and they can't come out of it. They're not willing to be trained. They're not willing to battle. They're not willing to get filled with the Spirit. They want to play religion and think that's going to get them home safely. Sorry. It's a terrible thing to stand before God with no souls. It's a terrible thing to stand before God and be successful in the wrong assignment. It's a terrible thing to stand before God and have him tell you he does not know you. We must recognize the enemy's decree against us. Amen? How many of y'all know he decrees sickness against you? He's trying to stop us from continuous advancement. That's his job. We must fight. This is not some kind of religion, mystical thing. This is reality. This is reality. And there are many casualties of war. Many people fall in the battle because they're not staying filled up, prayed up, dressed up. They become complacent and lazy and begin to compromise. They become, woe is me. I'm lonely. Nobody loves me. I'm not worth whatever. Those are all decrees from the powers of darkness coming against us. And we must begin to recognize these things. Psalm 6. The Bible says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Why? Because that is a decree. Amen? Psalm 6, verse 6. Psalm 6, verse 6. I was weary with my groaning. All night I made my bed swim. In other words, he was sweating. I drenched my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all of my what? enemies. Why? Because his enemies were decreeing against him. Then he finally woke up. I guess the Holy Ghost slapped him in the back of the head. He said, what's your problem, man? Stand up and say something. And not how you feel. Keep that to yourself. Speak what God speaks, not what you feel. Because what you're feeling is being decreed from somewhere. Verse 8, he stood up and he said, depart from me, all of you workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will revive, receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. See, he finally got it. Man, who's been speaking to me? I can't believe I fell into that trap. I can't believe I got confused. We must recognize this. Psalm 16. Hallelujah. It's time to kick butt. Psalm 16 and verse 7. Says, I will bless the Lord who has given me what? Counsel. Wow, you heard from the right voice. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's provision. Amen. I will bless the Lord for giving me counsel and provision. In other words, he's blessing him. How? Singing. Yes. You know when believers don't believe you need to sing? It's a weapon. You're actually making a decree when you sing. That's why the words come up there, so you can decree. Not so you can just watch. Dear God, what if I say something? Don't worry, the church won't fall in. In fact, you might get delivered. You might even get healed. Say something. People come up to me, let's have a moment of silence. I'm like, it's no time for silence. It's time to decree. There's no time for silence. It's time to shout. It's time to decree. It's time to fight. It's time to advance. The religious become silent. Ooh. In fact, they look like a woe is me person. Let's have a moment of silence. Then half of them fall asleep anyways. That's our time of rest. Psalm 103. Hallelujah. Yeah, when they say have a moment of silence, I'd like to sneak up behind them and kick them right in the blessed assurance. Don't get me wrong, there's a time for soaking. But not moaning. Psalm 103, verse 19, let's speak it. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his what? They do his what? So when you decree, guess who goes? The angels in strength. Do you know one angel can kill 180,000 people? Oh, yeah. David got rescued by one angel, killed 180,000 warriors. One angel. And the Bible says that those who fear the Lord, the angel of the Lord encamps around them. So I got the biggest bodyguard. I don't need no man to protect me. I don't need a gun or a knife. I got an angel who can kill 180,000 people. Whew. Bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word, heeding the voice of his word. So when you're decreeing his word, guess what? They're heading out. What are they doing? Their desire is to conquer Babylon. Bless the Lord, all you his saints, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Yes. Psalm 149. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Are we in the assembly of saints? Amen. Let Israel rejoice in their maker and the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with a what? I want to say that one more time. Let them praise his name with a what? Oh my gosh. You know, there's some people who can't even get their right toe to move. Unless the fire alarm came off. Then they dance out the building. But to dance in the presence of God, oh my goodness. Some people just don't want to do that. Because they'd rather be silent. For the Lord takes up. Let them praise his name with a dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. You do not have the sword in your hand without the praises in the mouth. Because in the praises, their mouth brings the anointing. When the anointing backs you, you got a sword. Other than that, you're just a farmer. You just plant seed. Oh, hallelujah. Don't get offended. Get right. Praise God. Listen, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, a two-edged sword in their hand. Verse 7, what does it say? To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment, dishonor have all the what? Man, we're supposed to be executing judgment against the powers of darkness. Amen? That means you're the decree. You're to call fire down. You're to bind the powers of darkness. You know how many people don't even know what the keys of the kingdom are? Believers that have been believers for a gazillion years still don't know what the keys of the kingdom is. And it's binding and loosening, in case you don't know. It's amazing. They've never warfared in their life. Never. And they wonder why they're in trouble. They wonder why they keep losing everything. They wonder why they're in depression. They wonder why they're in confusion. And they wonder where God is at. Where are you at? I'm right here. Are you willing to decree? Are you willing to be trained? Are you willing to see spiritually? Are you willing to fight? You know, victory is not the Lord rescuing you. That's called mercy. He loves to rescue us. But you know what he enjoys? You kicking butt. He loves to watch his kids take dominion. Because isn't that what he created Adam and Eve with? What did he say? Subdue. Take dominion. I give you power and authority. Didn't Jesus tell his disciples? Go out there and cast out some devils. Go out there and raise the dead. Go out there and heal the sick. Why was he doing it? He was reinstating the original state of being and why God created mankind. Go out there. Bind the strong men that you may enter and plunder the goods of an evil one and take his spoil. I will give you the secrets of the hidden treasures of your enemy. I'll guide you in those places. Oh, hallelujah. This to execute on them the written judgment, this honor of all the saints. All the saints. Proverbs 23. You know that you're to hate evil? Not pet it. We're to hate evil. We're to seek good and righteousness and to hate evil. Proverbs 23. Is everybody there? Verse 6. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. So as you think, so you are. So the enemy is going to decree against you. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Again, don't speak wasted words. Amen. Don't speak wasted words. Decree the truth. Take dominion. Don't compromise. Execute the written judgment. And Jude, go to the book of Jude, please. Oh, hallelujah. The book of Jude. It's right before Revelation. Verse 17. Jude 17. Everybody okay? Are you ready to conquer Babylon? But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. In this meaning, not having a Spirit, it's representation that they are not filled in relationship with the Spirit. They may accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but they're not filled in relationship with the Spirit. Has everybody got it? It's different. You know, there's a difference between saved and born again, and I'm not going there. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. How many of y'all know you need faith? By doing what? Praying in the Holy Spirit. That means praying in tongues. That means praying in tongues, building your most holy faith up. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. But on others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. It's time to conquer Babylon, the Babylon in your life. Everybody's been associated with a Babylon. We lived in Babylon. We associated with Babylon. We were birthed from Babylon. That's why we had to be born again. Satan was your father and mine at one time. We were all offsprings. We were pagan offsprings at one time. But now we are born of the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. We carry the weapons of God, the glory of God, the presence of God, the truth of God, the power of God. We carry eternal life with us. We're no longer a humanite. We are an eternal light. And it's time we begin to recognize who we are in Christ and stop getting pushed around by the decrees of the demonic forces. and start conquering Babylon and start it right in your own house, this one. Because if you can't conquer within, you can't conquer without. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Again, Lord, we ask for your mercies and your grace and your favor. Grant us the vision to see what you've imparted in us today, to discern the decrees that the enemy has placed and the witchcraft that they try to come against us for preventing us from advancing. But we thank you, Lord, that your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. We thank you, Lord, that your word says that we are more than a conquerors, and if you be for us, who can be against us? We thank you, Lord, that your word says, and he who's in Christ, in the anointing, is made brand new, and all things have passed away, and all things become new, because we are conquerors of Babylon, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God. Be blessed.